Hello, and welcome to the happiest competition on earth for the Sounds Like Disney VA main round. Round
Woo!
Three.
Episode 11.
Episode 11, thank you. So yeah, it's again me, Zelina, Ambi, Lee, and Jeffers as your hosts with our top, how many people?
15.
So yeah.
15. Yes.
Yes. So they pretty much had to sing a song done by a Disney VA.
That is not the song that their person that they voice acted for did. So the example I used constantly with people was, hey, Mandy Moore did Rapunzel's voice. So you can sing any Mandy Moore song except the song that she sung as Rapunzel. Which we did get some Mandy Moore songs. So I'm looking at the spoiler list. So
yep.
We did get some Mandy Moore. Yeah.
And from what I see, because I actually cheated this week, we have a nice mixture of
it
stuff.
Is. It's a very nice mixture of things.
Yeah, you got some Broadway, you got some animated movie stuff, and you got some, like,
pop
radio hits. So, yeah, it's a great mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we should get started.
Mm-hmm. So who's first up tonight?
First up is Maddie, and happy birthday, Maddie.
Happy birthday, Maddie!
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, no, no, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. You give me fever. When we kiss, fever with the flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare, he gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story, and here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, or be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever as you live and learn. Fever, chill, you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. Said, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
All right, Maddie with Fever from Peggy Lee. who, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, my dog did something weird. So let me redo that, sorry.
All right, and that was Maddie with Fever by Peggy Lee, who voiced Peg in Lady and the Tramp and almost every other singing voice in that film, too.
Apparently, she also did the twin Siamese cats, according to this.
Yeah, she was pretty much like the female singing voice for that whole movie.
Which there wasn't a lot of music in that movie, just I think two or three songs?
Something like that.
Bella Notte.
At least three. Bella Notte, yeah. We Are Siamese, and this song. They're the only ones I remember.
There's actually the one that the mother sings. No, there's actually two. There's the one that the mother sings when she's lullabying the baby. And then the talky lady song.
I feel like which is also the Peggy sequel Lee. Even has more music than the first one does.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it does. Yeah.
So continue on.
So Maddie singing Peggy Lee, who is an idol of mine. I will say I like this on a second listen because the first time I listened to it, I wasn't really big on how it was being sung, but it became more enjoyable and it grew on me. I liked some of the runs you did, but at the same time, I also felt that sometimes it was either a little bit linear or it could have used a little more, a bit levels or dynamics. Because, I mean, it was still a good high energy up for this song, but it just starts to feel a little repetitive for me every now and then. Ambi?
For me, Maddie, I thought that you came on too strong and then you stayed at that same level of strength throughout the entire thing. Like, I felt that you just needed some more dynamics. Like, I would have liked to have seen you come on, like, much more smoothly, like, you know, Fever. And kind of like, I don't know. And then gone
get angry.
And then gotten stronger, with, like, started off, like, kind of, like, being a little bit more sexy with it. It didn't, like, I always kind of pictured Fever as, like, a really, like, kind of, like, sexy, sultry song. And there was nothing really, I thought, sultry about it. It was a little too harsh for me at times and a little too rough and just a little too in your face. And it was kind of like when, I think it was Dizzy did Love last episode or the episode. No, it was last episode, last main episode. Where, like, all the notes were fine, all the notes were great, but there was just this disconnect from the smoothness of what I thought the song needed. But like I said, like, the notes were all fine. It was a little style clash, I guess. I don't think that the style of your singing meshed with the style of the song. Jeffers?
Literally exactly what Ambi said about coming in a little too strong and not, like, really going with it. That's exactly what was in my notes, and agree, vocally great, but it just sounded really kind of repetitive and didn't really go anywhere. I like how you powered some of the high Fever lines, though, but I at the same time, I wish some of them were, like, a bit softer and airier in the beginning and head voicey, and I think that could have helped with your build. But overall, it's pretty good. And that's all I have.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
So up next is Princess Clary.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, "Truly, baby, you're my flame, thou giveth fever. When we're kissing, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth." Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare, he gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, daddy, won't you treat him right?" Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. We're born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live and learn. Fever, till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
And that was Princess Clary with the
same song Maddie sang. Ruh-roh.
Right after each other.
What are the chances? Back-to-back double. Mm-hmm. Don't you always hate it when that happens? Hopefully it doesn't happen again. So, Clary, it's kind of funny. Because I think that you had what Maddie was lacking in the feel of the song. But then I thought that you were lacking a little bit of the power that Maddie had later on in this song. Because I felt that while I liked your beginning part of it, where it like started off like really cool and smooth, at the same time, I feel like it didn't grow or go anywhere. Like I felt that you could have gotten a little bit bigger with it towards the end, like as it progressed a little bit. So it was kind of like... running parallel to Maddie's, where she was like too strong the whole time without starting weaker, and you were not weaker, but you know what I mean, like more vulnerable or softer or something. While you, on the other hand, started off at the same spot, at the right spot, but didn't go bigger with it. However, I did like the feel that you had going on the whole time and the sway of the song. I thought that was good. And all the notes were good and fine. So, yeah. I just think it's funny that, like, the two are, like, running parallel to one another back to back. Jeffers?
Again, like, Maddie, I have the exact same notes as Ambi. Like, the ending just didn't really go anywhere for me. Although, did Maddie's version have the key changes in there?
I don't know. Oh, that was another one I had. At least it was a different backtrack.
Right.
At least it wasn't the same backtrack.
I don't remember if there was key changes in Maddie's, but I thought that was kept it interesting. And I liked your slides in your second verse. That was good a dynamic change. There was some parts that sounded strange for me in the third key change, though. And I'm not sure if they were, like, pitchy or anything, but apparently Ambi didn't catch that, so I'm not really sure. But some parts I... it sounded kind of funky to me, but that could just be my ears because, you know, when the key changes, I don't know. Zelgo, but overall, I like this Clary.
Well, my notes are pretty much on the Pocahontas, more anger. The word tricks, I think this is the second or third verse. It sounded odd. Like, it felt like it was either distance or something. It might be a mixing thing, but it just stood out a little bit for me. Nice vocals. Could use emotional build. I'm huge and trying to hear that. But I will say, once Ambi said it, I do agree that that Maddie and Princess Clary could have switched some things around.
Yeah, like if the two of them could have like gotten together and like combined themselves into one person, then split in half, and like,
right,
you know, Maddie takes some of the sway of Clary, and Clary takes some of the strength of Maddie, and they could have had two like well-rounded songs rather than two songs that were a little, one was like to one extreme and one was to the other extreme.
Yeah.
And neither were really bad, but neither was
no,
like
no, neither
a whole
were
run.
Really bad.
They're very different.
Was,
they're very different.
They were
nice.
Very different, which that, yeah, at least it was not like listening to two of the exact same song. I mean, it was two of the exact same song, but it was not like
different, different same. Yeah, different interpretations.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't speak.
Okay, anything else on Princess Glary?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. So up next is Melly. Hopefully not with fever also.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
If I didn't care, more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still. If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your
if I didn't care for you?
And that was Melly singing If I Didn't Care by Amy Adams. It was from, like, Miss Pettigrew or something. I don't remember.
A Day with Miss Pettigrew, I think?
Yeah, or something like that.
Oh, that, yeah. I think it was just called Miss Pettigrew.
I remember seeing it on the Amy Adams Wikipedia thing when I was, like, looking at the people.
No, I remember seeing the commercials for it.
Yeah, I feel like I saw this when I worked in the video store in passing on the shelves. It was always on the shelf. No one ever rented it.
Aww. Well, Melly, I thought you had a nice sway and tenderness to the song. And only thing is, sometimes your vibrato was a little shaky. Like, you'd have some really nice moments and really nice, pretty vibrato moments, and then right after that, you'd be like, ah, a little bit shaky. And that was, like, really my only real point I have down that's negative. I also wasn't very crazy about your song. It was kind of like a blah song choice, but yeah. That's all. Yeah, though.
Oh, okay. For me, it felt like the opening with the words "if I." It didn't seem like it sounded like they were slightly off pitch, like very little. And I have to agree with Jeff. First, my second note is got a bit wavery or shaky at part, and it may not be a vibrato. It might be more of a support or range thing. Nice tone. Mystery dude appears. And I could have sworn there was a duet part in this song. I'm not quite sure. But now that Jeff has mentioned it, it is a very... It may not... the song choice, I'm not quite crazy about, because it's a little too ballady. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but yeah. Ambie?
See, for me, I have to agree on it being a bad song choice, but not for the song itself. I actually thought the song itself was a kind of a cute song. However, this is the case of you were like, I'm going to sing this song, and you completely ignored the fact that it was an absolutely terrible backtrack that you had for it, that I can only assume was a vocal rip that you had to turn down so low I couldn't even hear it. It basically, to me, sounded like I was listening to an a cappella audition. The music didn't even become noticeable to me until the guy started singing, and then when he stopped singing, the music went back down again. So, and I felt that the pitches were going off askew, like they just did not sound right, because I was hearing like a note plunked out every now and then behind your vocals, and they just didn't seem like the pitches and the backtrack, they were like not going together. I just think that there are so many other songs that you could have done that could have supported you for the good singer that you are, and I just think that this was a horrible choice to go with for this, for you as a person. I think that there are other things that could have shown what you have to offer way better than this. Way better. And I just think it was a bad song choice on that part. Divorce songs that are not good for you. That is my message to everyone. Do not sing something that is detrimental to your vocal relationship with it.
If you don't want it to break up with you. Or
yes. Or if you don't want... Hey, you don't want the song to make a show break up with you. So break up with the song rather than have the show break up with you.
Interesting way of
putting
it.
Very nice way of putting it.
Yeah! Ambie's awesome like that. But yeah, I just think that you could have done way better on a song that could have given you more room to play or something. I don't know. I just thought this was a bad choice.
Yeah, like, I like the melody on softer things depending on, like, the style. Like, I don't really like her on this piano style as much as, like, I've heard her, like, on guitar and folky stuff.
I think that Melly needs to get away from the single piano backtrack and into some more full instrumental things. Like, I think that you've done the piano now, Melly, and it just... I haven't been wowed by you in a while. Like, I've been wowed by you in the past. I have not been wowed by you, I think, in the first couple rounds of the show. If you're still here next week, you gotta go with the full instrumental, I think. I think you gotta step away from the piano backtracks.
Yeah. And I would like you to do some more upbeat stuff as well. I mean, I know you did, yeah. I put a spell on you, but I would like to still see you do more upbeat stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
I'm good.
Okay. Up next is... nope, not that one. Up next is Rochelle there. I read the wrong name for a second.
In the morning light, my mother says, when you're gonna live your life right. Oh, mother dear, we're not the fortunate ones, and girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. The phone rings in the middle of the night, my father yells, what you gonna do with your life? Oh, daddy dear, you know you're still number one, but girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just don't wanna have, that's all they really want, is some fun. When the working day is done, oh, girls. girls just wanna have fun. They just wanna girls. Girls just wanna have fun. And so they really want some fun. Away in the working days done. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. They just wanna girls just wanna have fun. Girls just wanna have fun. Girls just wanna have fun.
All right, and that was Rochelle Euler with Girls Just Wanna Have Fun in the style of Miley Cyrus.
Yep.
She played who in Bolt?
Penny.
Wow, Disney. Really?
Yeah.
Penny?
You know that wasn't...
Oh, no, I'm thinking Jenny. Jenny, Penny.
No.
Jenny, Penny, they rhyme still. First of all, what is this blasphemy, Miley Cyrus? This is not my age.
I know! It's like Miley Cyrus like touches thing and it turns to crap. She has like the reverse of the king that touches things and it turns to gold effect.
Midas?
That being said...
Midas. Oh my god, it begins with an M as well.
That being said, for me anyway, this is one of her more tolerable songs than some other things she's done. I mean, it fails in comparison to Cyndi Lauper, but compared to some other Miley things, I rank it fairly high on her list of songs.
Her list of crap?
No.
There's a stronger list word. Stronger.
Anyways, off of Miley Cyrus, onto Rochelle.
Well, first of all, my second note is actually, I bet you sang this much better than her. I have no faith in Miley Cyrus. All right. At one point... Okay, never mind. That's actually the earlier part of the note. 145 want. It got a little airy, and I think this went more with what note I had later on, which is your lower notes or when you were sliding, they weren't always... For me, they didn't sound like they were well or like she was having a hard time getting to those low notes and she just got airy or something like that. And was this a vocal rip?
I don't think so.
No. But idea. I do like the high energy you had in this. Ambie?
Yeah, for me I think the highlight of it was the energy with it. But just be careful of being it was a little yelly at times, which is something that I know that you like fall into doing at times. It was a little yelly, but the energy was really, really good. I don't know if it was you or just the way that Miley Cyrus says it, but like the very first runs on the That's All We Really Want, I thought that they sounded a little weird both times. That's... Like I liked the second run, the Some Fun, I liked that one, but the first one, is that how Miley Cyrus does it?
I think so, or it's something very similar to that from what I remember.
Oh, gag me. I was not a fan of the very first runs in them. I liked the second run, but I did not like the first run.
Like, there were some, like, one or two that were pretty good, and then, like, a lot of the other ones were in that same little iffy-sounding ones.
Was it, like, the run itself or the execution of the run?
A little bit of both. Because it kind of sounded like... It sounded like an awkward run to begin with, and then it kind of sounded at one point like she... Like, there was a quick jump in note. Like, it didn't, like... run as smooth as a run usually does. Like, it kind of sound a little choppy for a run for me. But that's why I was asking. I was like, if that's how Miley Cyrus does it with a choppiness, in that case, good job. but I wasn't sure if it was meant to be choppy like that or not.
I don't know. I know the run itself is sung in that melody pattern or so forth.
Okay. That was what I was questing with it. And then for me, I felt towards the end of the song, it kind of felt like you were getting a little tired. Like, it just seemed like you're like, oh, I gotta finish this song, get it out. I don't know. I just thought that they had some really good energy in the beginning half, and I just thought that the energy kind of seemed to fizzle a little bit in this, towards the end for me. And I was sad because I really liked your energy for the most part. But yeah. Jeffers?
Yeah, I agree with Ambie, especially on that last note. Her energy kind of dropped on the just wanna repeat. It was like, just wanna.
That was it when it started repeating.
And there was,
like
another
yeah.
part in the second chorus where she dropped the energy a little bit. But for the most part, I liked the energy a lot. And then there was the part when the working day repeats. The somewhere in there sounded a little shaky. But I like your dynamics, Rochelle, in your choruses. And you kept them all fresh, considering this is like a high-energy song. You kept it interesting and not just, like, linear, high-level. There you go, Reed. I said linear one more time. But yeah, I did like this a lot. It's my favorite one so far, I'd say, for me anyway.
Okay. I heard a car.
Silence. I think that was on my
end. If there's nothing else to be said, then.
Car.
Car.
Up next is Nani.